Final hour of Show and Vern. I am Ron, the show Hughley. That is Joshua Lamont Vernier. And in for Steve Serta, who is out for the week. Jason Kett's doing a beautiful job. I think he earned it, right? I think he came back and did a Serta impersonation. So I think he earns a final.
I'll put it this way. First of all, he knows nobody's probably been harder on him at this station than I have over the years.
You really have. I don't know what it is, why you treat him like that.
The news flashes have been rough, but the production has been stellar.
There you go.
I'll give him that.
You'll give him that. I don't think the news flashes have been rough. I thought the curling one was fantastic and opened it. Coming up, remember tonight, 6 o'clock, we'll be out at Tanner's, 119th and 69 Highway, with the Therese Paylor Show. Myself and Vern will be out there. We're having a lot of fun and a lot to talk about tonight because he was out there live for that game in L.A., and I can't wait till Therese. I bet he has 4 Madden references tonight.
What about the 1993 season?
No, I saw him talk about Madden multiple times.
I did. He got deep in it. He talking about real, sliders and whatnot.
Real deep. Reggie Ragland deep.
Yeah, we did. And listen, I'm happy for him. I'm not happy that he got an interception, but I'm happy for him that he's doing good. And most of all, the football aside, just doing well as a father and that part being a dad. And so as a person, he's doing well. And he's been down here helping out with the fires and the different things that have happened here with, the guy that did the shooting bit. So, anyways, he's been tremendous. Yeah, that way. So.
That was Andy Reid speaking about Marcus Peters last night. I'm interested to seeing your thoughts on this because I don't know that we've really gone in together about this. And I know you know my thoughts because I've let it all out. Like, did that do anything? Do you think that should have done anything to anybody, how that game ended last night? If you saw the ending credits of the game, how it was over, and you saw how Marcus Peters was treated by the Chiefs players, and we've listened to, because the thought was, it was like a breath of fresh air that he's gone now, and that everybody let him roll, and that he was such a clubhouse cancer. And if you saw the end of the game and how he was with Eric Berry, how long and the discussion he had with Andy Reid and Kareem Hunt, like, did that change any way you thought about his relationship with his teammates?
The Andy Reid thing did something to me. Because when he was first traded this offseason, I called a bunch of former NFL players that I've worked with in the past and asked them, could this honestly be anything other than this kid taking a knee during the national anthem? And the only people that said no said the only other reason I could understand trading Marcus Peters is if he MF'd Andy Reid in front of the team, and you can't have that. That's an okay move to trade him if he stood up in front of the team and MF'd Andy Reid. So to see that embrace, that was more than an embrace. I mean, that was a solid 20 seconds of I love yous back and forth, and you heard what Andy had to say right there. That, to me, let me know that no, Marcus never tried to, undress Andy in front of the team. No, he never took on Big Red. What he said on NFL Network of I've always had love for Big Red and Big Red's always had love for me. Now I know that is real. Because remember, I had concerns of whether or not Andy was going to try to exploit Marcus Peters in that game last night. No, now I know that relationship doesn't need or didn't need mending. Those two are real.
And that clip you just played, we know Andy is one of the best of all time of absolutely saying nothing.
Right.
And he went out of his way to bring up wildfires, bring up things. He went out of his way to talk about it. See, this was one of my biggest issues with, I think, the fan base and some of the players, if there was a clubhouse issue and if he was a cancer is there was an issue of comfort. And I feel like this is a question I still have within this team is this team loves to be comfortable, right? Like there's not we talked about how with Draymond last week, when you have some guys who kind of make things uncomfortable and challenge certain things. We, as a group, we talked about it, challenge things. We, when we have our meetings with Vince, we challenge things the way you did yesterday. We challenge things. Like, that's not all bad. What does our boss say? If I didn't have you in our office multiple times, then maybe you're not doing something right. Like, it's okay to challenge. And it felt like if there was an issue that the Chiefs didn't like having that. And I've always thought, well, damn it, somebody needs to challenge them. Like, people in there get mad about Bob Sutton and Marcus Peters yelling at him and challenging him. Maybe someone should, because Andy sure as hell ain't. Maybe somebody should be over there if you feel like to challenge Bob Sutton. Say, Bob, hello, we're going Dan Sorensen, bump and run coverage with no help to end the game. Like, somebody needs to challenge. This football team is way too. There's nobody on this football team, in my opinion, that challenges anything. All right? And sometimes, and I will admit this, sometimes Marcus probably went too far. We've heard stories where in behind closed doors that he had maybe gone or gotten up against the line and how he challenged people. But that, to me, was this team was so about being comfortable. Somebody needs to challenge Bob Sutton. If Andy's not, somebody, like, I don't think having people challenging people is not, because we'll confuse somebody who is challenging things to a clubhouse cancer. And as you could see with the leaders on the team, offensively, Andy, Draymond on this team, who it is, Kareem Hunt is not going to be afraid to express to you how he feels. We've seen that. He's switching jerseys with Marcus at the end of the game. So, like, I mean, that I think there's a fine line between the clubhouse cancer and challenging your teammates, and I feel like that is something that the Chiefs lack.
Yeah, I want to stay with that clubhouse cancer thing real quick, because one thing I love about doing the show with you is that you're okay. You have more patience than I do in that. When it comes to changing preconceived notions or stereotypical thoughts of listeners and fans alike, you're okay chipping away. You understand that not one revelation is going to change the thought process of a person. You're going to need to see countless examples, whether it's concerning, you know, race or religion, whatever we talk about, you understand that it's going to be a long conversation before someone thinks a different way. So last night, you're 100% right, man. When you see that embrace with Andy, when you see the way he was interacting with Eric Berry and Kareem Hunt and a lot of his former teammates, man, to me, and this is where I am grateful that you have these kind of patience, to me, that's all you need to see. The clubhouse cancer thing should have ended when that game went to triple zeros last night, when you saw the love that Andy still has for him, when you hear the love that Andy still has for him, when you see the leaders that we've all said that Eric Berry is a leader, that Justin Houston is a leader, when you see them openly embrace and hug and call him my brother and we're still friends, that to me should be the end of the clubhouse cancer conversation. But, show, you know it's not.
But you think
they will twist it however they want.
And if you think about it, man, you think John Dorsey and Andy Reid are embracing for hugs? Like, to me, what do we talk about? We talked about coming into it. I wonder if Andy will pick on Marcus Peters. We'll show you a lot if he's going to give the ultimate Richard Head thing. No, he didn't. And at the end of the game, if he was the one that wanted to get rid of him, didn't look like it. A lot of the stories that we heard that this came above him from the only person that has a bigger stick in this organization than Andy, it looks That looks about right.
Speaking of Marcus.
It looks like the guy who always looks like he's just finished a box of Cracker Jack. Every time they show him, Clark Hunt was the one who made the decision. He is always rifling his tongue through his teeth as if he just had some Cracker Jacks every time they get that camera on him when he's in that suite. Sorry.
I don't know when you got comfortable last night, but after the first quarter, I was, as a friend, happy for you because after the first quarter, I felt like you could have cashed in your ticket because you knew you weren't going to get that tattoo. I don't know when you started sitting easy at home that you would not have Lando 22 tattooed on your calf. Now, we still got to wait for the Pearl Football Focus grades to come out.
That first drive, because I knew Sean McVay wasn't going to stop. It was like Waterboy when that – on that onside kick, and he looked down, where's my, there's Lando.
I read this in the New York Post about football players and fashion and how Orlando Scandrick has hired a fashion expert to lay out his outfits so that, quote, we live in a world where perception is everything, and so I'm conscious of what I'm putting out there. The way that I dress is just another tool I used to craft that narrative. I feel like I look good. Being deliberate with my fashion choices helps me separate myself from being just another athlete with a helmet on. His fashion expert says this, our goal is to put Orlando in the conversation that it's about more than just him having a stellar game. If fashion is this important, and this much of a reflection of who you are as a person, well, then, Orlando, you got to fire that guy at least for this week. You are not allowed to dress as, and I'll give it to him, as stylish as you have
been. Yeah, because he'd be looking good now.
When I see you get off that plane, when you head to wherever you're spending your bye week, you better not be head to toe with anything above Express.
Oh, if Pete said Express, I don't think he deserves Express. He needs to be all Old Navy for the rest of the week. And you know how I feel about O.N. Nasty. He needs to figure out putting something together. He needs to be at Old Navy level.
So you and Lando.
He needs to come on down here for a good week. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think he gets to, put together his Armani outfits. His beautiful pants, whatever. Nah, come on down.
If you feel like you look, you should be looking rough. You should look real rough.
I wouldn't say Old Navy's rough. I would say that it is down from what maybe the feeling of the shirt don't feel the same way as the shirts that he normally wears. But he'll love those pants because they got that flex fit in them. I'm with you. He shouldn't be able to wear what he normally likes to wear.
Are you ever going to get an endorsement with them? God knows you give them a bunch of free pub.
This is the moment we've been waiting for. Tuesday morning donuts. Can Ketz outdo Serta today?
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, here we go. I hope this works. All right, so here we go. The listeners know about this. I'm surprised. See, Nurse Jen, she didn't text in numbers because she didn't know where we're going. The Chiefs are in a bye week. So Ketz, right, every week on Tuesday.
So you don't take issue that he doesn't know about this?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I take offense to that, but go ahead.
He listens. He just misses.
Typical Vern.
He's feeling it. Oh. So Serta sides with you all the time because you're mean to him. On Tuesdays, what we do is every Tuesday we call a Dunkin' Donuts from the opposing city of the team the Chiefs are playing.
Okay.
And you have to talk to them and try to get one of them on to talk about, and I'll talk to them about the game that's coming up.
Because legally, we're not allowed to put somebody on the air without their consent.
So you have to try to get them to get permission and say, hey, this is, who did they play last week? the Rams. Hey, you call, you know, Dunkin' Donuts in L.A. You say, hey, I'm Steve Serta. I was hoping that you could come on with us, but we have to have your permission to be on the air to talk to us a little bit about this Rams and Chiefs game.
What he's trying to display is that Serta has no ability to
converse. He generally never works.
Didn't you guys call a strip club in Cleveland?
Yeah, that's
that's a different thing.
We don't need that.
Okay.
So it's really a display of your ability to connect with someone, be personable, because Serta is very robotic, as show just displayed. He doesn't creeps him out. I don't know. Let me take that back. Doesn't creep him out. He freaks him out.
He hasn't been very successful.
He intimidates him right out of the gate. We're going to see how friendly you can be if you can convince someone
to
come
on. He's been 0 for the last 2 weeks. All right, so.
I think it's more than that. But to me, Serta's only really secured one. Dusty did the other, and Nurse Jen did the other. Or the texter did the other if it wasn't Nurse Jen. I think Serta's 1 for 7, to be quite honest.
So at this point, you will get on the horn, look up any Dunkin' Donuts in Kansas City.
Okay.
Since there is a bye week, we're going to do it here. We're going to talk to anybody. You start right now, and you got to anybody. You don't even have to put in long distance.
Right.
This is easy. Can Jason Katz pull off what Serta can't? Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. What kind of faith do you have that Jason Katz will be able to get somebody in Kansas City on from a Dunkin' Donuts? Because Serta will lie to us and say, there are only 2 Dunkin' Donuts in the Kansas City metro area.
Right, right.
I've had people on, it's promising. Now, you can't just put them on. You have got to, and it's easy for you. You got to get their permission. I feel good about it. I got Katz at about a 6.5. Seeing his dad yesterday in person, I got him at a 6.5.
Let me say this before I give you my number.
Oh, God.
Serta is one of the hardest workers I've had the pleasure of working with. But he's always looking for an excuse to get out of it. Like, he'll do it if you ask him to do it. But if he sees that exit ramp, he's getting off. See you later. Hey, I tried. It's impossible to
Katz
do it.
Katz is not that way. Katz is fearless, too.
1 to 10, 8.5.
Oh! You feel it. Katz is fearless.
Katz will.
We've heard him. He can talk it. He can talk it. That's it. He's got an inviting voice.
He does play-by-play.
Yes.
He's quick with the. He comes from a long family of smooth talking men.
His wrestling gi.
What?
Is it a gi? His singlet? Yeah, I've worn his wrestling singlet.
Wait, hang on. What?
I lost a bet, and I've had to wear his wrestling singlet.
Why his? Was it a bet with him?
No, it was a bet on the old show. It was just
gross.
Yeah. It was washed.
You guys are pretty intimate.
I've washed it myself.
Yeah, there's some things you can't wash away.
So you're hired at me. I was like, see.
No, because I've seen firsthand, for people that don't know, Katz and I used to work together for just about every Royals home game for the past few seasons.
And Katz went home really concerned about himself after working with you because you were so mean.
I was just honest. No, I told them what it takes to survive. I reach back to my 20-plus years in this business and bestowed wisdom upon the young man. But I know what kind of worker he is. The dedication.
Bestowed.
This kid will be undeterred by a few no's. And Lord knows there are plenty of Dunkin' Donuts in the area. There are plenty of options.
One right by my house.
I'll give him an 8, and I think it takes him fewer than 4 tries. Mm. 3 tries or
less. I know he's down 1 already.
3 Dunkin' Donuts.
He is going hard at it, too.
And we will be handing out our Tuesday morning donuts at 1:22 in the afternoon.
That didn't convince you.
My little spiel there.
Well,
didn't convince
you? Listen, I was convinced. I was at a 6.5. I didn't think that you were going to be that confident about this.
We're hardest on those that we expect the most out of.
I
expect a lot out of Cats.
Don't care if Serta spelled wrong is a hard worker. He lies on air. That's true. Off it. And admits it. That's true. In addition, he's belligerent. His belligerent attitude makes me turn off your show sometimes.
He does get belligerent.
He really does.
Steve's 32 can get away from him.
Oh, man, this is high praise right now. This is high.
I'm going to be honest, though. I haven't seen Ketz's mouth move in a minute. He's got that phone up to his ear, but he hasn't talked to a damn person yet. Come on, man.
Duncan isn't closed around here, is it?
Oh, it's the Monday after a Chiefs game.
I'm just making sure it's not
Everyone is exhausted.
Nurse Jen has several numbers. She's given you a 913 and an 816 option.
Come on now.
Look at him.
You know, I'm going to wear you out if you don't get this. You're going to make me look bad now.
Because you were at it. I remember he was fearless. We were at the Don Terry Poe event. He went up and got everybody. Chris Jones, here, come up. These guys want to meet. I mean, he's got a long, yeah, I'm telling you.
How much longer are we giving him? God knows I spent enough time glossing him.
A minute and a half.
You got 90 seconds, boss.
Oh, boy.
Now that face is getting a little red.
Look at him, man.
He's getting a little red.
Look at him. He is getting... Oh, Ketz, come on. I need this.
We do need
this. I believe Serta sabotaging this. You think he's called all around? Serta would have gotten up and called all around every one of them. He would have worked harder at doing this. Don't do it.
Right.
Don't do it. I'll give you $30. He'll lie and cheat. Through it.
Yeah, you're never going to see that $30.
Never. I believe Serta's been calling all of them. Oh, he's feeling it. Did he put a hand up on us?
I think he said.
Put a hand up. Look at. This is it, Ketz. Oh, darn. I needed this for him.
Now, is this a display that it's.
I'm on hold.
How Serta gets.
Yeah, see, now you're sounding like Steve.
You're on hold. What did they say? He doesn't know he can use that mic over there.
They're mainly automated messages. Just
well, then you got to see.
Did you get a person to answer the one you're on hold now? All right, here we go. This is 15 seconds, and it's a loss right now if they don't come back.
Oh, man.
Ketz, man.
Is it more difficult than we think? Because I've seen you do it with ease.
I've done it. Dusty has just drilled it. 5.
Oh.
4.
No, Ketz.
3.
Oh, man.
2.
Oh.
Damn!
God.
See if we can catch him. Newsflash.
I lose. Good day.
Newsflash. This is real Serta.
How he's
right
becoming
here.
Steve.
Serta's newsflash.
This is Steve, right? This is 8 seconds. Man,
text line thinks this job's so easy. I still think it might be, but.
He still ain't spoke.
So we had a story out of Chicago in the last one.
Oh, God. Yeah,
we might as well have another one. This is on a more of a sadder note.
All right, stop. I don't want to say it. I need to do this right now. Ketz. All right, did you ever talk to an actual person?
I talked to one young lady who had no idea about football.
All right, give me your pitch. Right, I want to hear what your pitch was. How'd you go about this? I want to hear it.
Hi, my name is Jason Ketz. I'm a producer with Show and Vern here on 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. Curious if you want to join us for a quick second to talk about the Chiefs-Rams game from last night.
That's pretty good.
Short.
And she said...
The inflections were...
Right.
She said, I don't really watch football. I probably couldn't help you out. And I said, I don't really care. You just come on for a question or two. These two dudes are just trying to ask you a question about it. And she wasn't going for... She said a manager of hers would be better, but he would be back in an hour. And I said, nope, that's not going to work.
And he moved on. That was pretty good.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. See, it wasn't his fault if that's the approach he gave.
Well,
now, Serta said
that.
That's
not the
I don't
school I'm
it.
From. Either you get it, either
like,
you got it done
right.
or you didn't.
You're right. No trophies.
What are you doing here?
I'm sorry. I tried. Coming up next, guys, the inspired story of Cam Irving's first down and 10. With 14 minutes and 1 second left in the third quarter.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back in. We had another failed Tuesday morning donut, even here. Somebody say, give that man another shot. Someone said, you started good, but then you kind of got creepy. I think, yeah, when you went into the zone of just a couple of two dudes who want to talk to you for a little bit. It doesn't matter if you don't know anything about sports. It's a couple of two dudes.
I got these two sweaty guys here.
One of them's name is Reggie. No.
I tried, fellas. I gave it the old college try. I certainly disappointed you in all of Kansas City.
We got it. Do you believe Kit uses a term like the old college try in his normal?
He does.
Yeah. I thought that was maybe like a radio saying that he went for, but you think he really does?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The old college try. Oh, that's cute.
Still having a good day.
I didn't know if it was pigskin, the way, like, when you say pigskin for no reason. Mm-hmm. But you...
I just like to show off the vocab every once in a while. Use the same words over and over again.
Serta, stop texting us.
Good. He's supposed to be on vacation.
God, man. Yeah. He can't help himself.
When he drinks, he texts a lot.
Before we get into the inspired story of Cam Irving last night, 7-5. Can I address this point real quick? I started getting this a lot yesterday, Vern, that I should. I think we just got one in right now, right? Benedict and Vern. How are the Rams going to be able to keep Goff long term? So I'm Benedict, right?
Benedict Arnold, that's right.
Because, how dare you? You were rooting against Orlando Scantrick. We don't. If you don't root for the Chiefs players, all the Chiefs, how could you root against?
Especially Lando. He is Kansas City.
How could you root against the Chiefs? We kick you out of the kingdom. Kick yourself out.
Uh-oh.
How many people do you think was out here rooting for Marcus Peters last year? After he was riding on that exercise bike, after he took a knee, how many of you were rooting for Marcus Peters? How many of you last year, once Patrick Mahomes was drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs, wanted Alex Smith to play bad so he could play? Oh, I remember the text line last year. I remember callers. I remember people complaining that Alex scored too fast last year in a game and that Pat wouldn't do it if he was playing. Don't give me that like, oh, y'all all rooted and cheered for Alex Smith and Marcus Peters last year. Oh, to hell with that. Because it didn't happen that way. As you said, Orlando Scantrick, so Kansas City. I mean, that's it when I think about it.
Mm-hmm. Him and Len Dawson.
That's right. I remember people. Him and Len Dawson. I remember when Marcus got interceptions last year, people were mad. Damn. Anybody but him.
But there's a difference. I'm sorry. To me, there's a difference in you want to be right. So when Marcus would make an interception last year, you were happy for the team.
I want to be right about Lando.
Right, but you were rooting against a Chiefs player.
Just Lando.
You were rooting for Lando to have a bad night.
I thought it was working out well for them. They were going to win the game, too.
I think last year Chiefs fans were just rooting for Marcus to be a non-factor and the Chiefs win.
To be bad also. There were people who did not want him to come. I know you were paying attention. We had conversations last year. Mm-hmm. But they were rooting for him to be bad.
At the detriment of their own team? That's bananas.
I know it is. A lot of things that people were mad at.
No, you're right. You're
about,
right. You're right.
Mad at Marcus Peters is bananas. Or saying those things about Alex Smith were bananas.
See, I think the comparison.
Remember people were cheering for Matt Cassel when he got injured?
See, there you go. You got something.
Yeah, people cheering for Matt Cassel when he got injured.
That's rooting against your team.
Yes. You remember who was it? Eric
Winston.
Stone Street got so angry because they were rooting against Matt Cassel.
No, Eric Stone Street didn't have an issue with it. Eric Winston got pissed about it.
Kind of look alike.
No. No. Nobody looks like Eric Winston.
If he had a helmet on for a couple of hours.
Eric Winston, I don't even know where to begin in describing him. Eric Winston looks like a bull.
Like Ferdinand?
Like what?
Is that what it's called? Ferdinand the bull?
Ferdinand,
rather?
Sure. I just remember the word. He had a very weird, I don't know. I'm not trying to sit here and just crush Eric Winston, but Eric Stone Street is a handsome man compared to Eric Winston. Winston had a weird look and a weird voice.
Like, I want you to think this through from the text line 913. No one was rooting for Peters to be bad while rooting for the Chiefs. You're crazy, Ron. You're crazy.
Now, you did the postgame, so I'll
come
defer
on,
to you
man.
On that.
Come on. You guys are not that naive. You don't think nobody, you think people were in there hoping that he was, man, that man got hit with come on now. I'm not saying all of you. Come on, man. And this is right here, 913 Ron, constantly trashing KC fans. If you take it for trashing you, that's a you problem. I'm not trashing all the fans. But if you think that people were all in here rooting for Marcus Peters to succeed last year, you're off your damn mind. Or Alex Smith last year, you're off your damn mind.
Protein House, eat with a purpose, text line 69306. Now, I didn't listen to many of those, with all due respect, to many of those postgame shows you did last year, because at that time, the last thing I wanted to do was listen to another postgame show. But from the 816, I actually remember this one. From the 816 show, when did someone actually say Alex Smith scored too fast and Patrick wouldn't have done that? I call BS. Now, I remember that postgame show, because you lost your damn mind on that caller.
Yeah, that, I don't know like, if I come on, man. Show. Like, the people here who didn't have, who didn't cheer like that, I'm not talking to you. I believe you, person who saying that it's a weak-ass argument or all this. I believe you. Man, everybody ain't out here thinking like you, and they made it known. They weren't cheering for an opposing. They were cheering. Man, come on, man.
Protein House, eat with a purpose. Text line 69306 from the 785. Good for you guys, finally replacing Serta.
Don't say that. Don't do that. Serta will be back next week, I think. Right?
I don't know what he's getting into, though.
What was up with your boy Cam last night?
Oh, man. Man, last night was the first time that I think I got to a place where you've been with Cam.
He felt like...
I was rooting for Cam, and he was trying so hard last
night. He was
inspired
by Mahomes and thought he could pick that ball up and get the first down.
Oh.
Just fall on the damn thing. That's what Seth Kaiser said. Fall on the ball, Cam. But he was inspired by Pat, and I think he thought he could pick this up. I felt like Cam was running and sweating. And saying, I need to help my team. And I felt like Cam was going to scoop that sucker up. I don't believe Cam was crazy enough to think he could score. But I think Cam thought he could get that first down.
I think all this talk that you've been putting into the airwaves of late about Patrick carrying Cam Irving to a Pro Bowl, he looked at it like, here's my chance. Man, do they still play in Hawaii?
Sometimes.
Man, Honolulu is going to be sweet in February.
I ain't never been.
I believe that Cam Irving believes that everything happens for a reason. And that if you sacrifice, you will reap the benefit in the long run. As he was tussling with Aaron Donald throughout that game and getting, trying his best.
Giving everything he had.
He did,
the old catch college try.
Who can? No one can stop Aaron Donald, but Lord knows Cam Irving tried. When that ball was bouncing around, Cam said, this is what it's all for. This
was my moment.
This is why I've worked so damn hard. Lord, I know that you've tested me.
Look at that. Sir Bird said, Lord.
But I see these gifts you lay before me.
Come on, preach.
And we shall all be full tonight. Oh, damn. And then that ball just spit out.
I thought you were going to say, we shall overcome. Let me tell you this right now. Cam, I guarantee if Cam would have picked that up and got a first down, he would have automatically made the Pro Bowl. Like, it's a guarantee. I think he's going to make it. I think Pat's going to drag him there. But I think if he scooped that up and he got a first down off that, he's going to the Pro Bowl.
The thing I think we all missed out on was the stiff arm. Because you know Cam Irving isn't two-hand protect the ball running like an offensive lineman. No, he's tucking it like he played halfback in high school, and he's got that left arm waiting for the next opposing defender to try something with 7-5.
He was looking for a number that wasn't in the 50s, 60s,
right.
or 70s.
Right, give me one of those.
Or 90s, so numbers. He could work. If he could have got a number with a 3 or 2 to start, he was going head down and running over.
Oh, he's got to be kicking himself.
Because nothing else makes sense of why he just didn't lay down on it. Why he went to squat down and to scoop it up. Like, none of it makes sense.
Give me that.
That can't be Cam Irving's instinct to just squat down and scoop up. Can't.
Fight through it, Cam. Keep your head up, bud.
Oh, boy. We love you, Cam. The inspired story of Cam Irving. First down and 10 play with 14:01 left in the third quarter. Mm. The money shot coming up.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Welcome back to Show and Vern, final segment of Show and Vern. We've had a lot of fun today. Good show, good conversation today. The drive coming up behind us with Carrington and Brad Fanning. I wonder if Therese is on with him today. I know he's generally on with him at 3:30 on Tuesday. But I wonder if he will be on today with him. I know Therese will be out at 6 o'clock this evening, at Tanner's on 119th and 69 Highway, with us as we do the Therese Paylor Show, which will be a ton of fun. Come on out, and do your thing, and don't be sensitive when you come out.
Is that directed at me?
No, not you. I'm talking about sensitive people.
Oh,
don't be sensitive. Come on out, man. Put your big boy draws on. I'll come out tonight. We'll have a lot of fun today. And, the drive's coming up behind us. Money shot at 154. Cats, by the way, doing a really good job today. Solid, was able to knock out his news flashes. He was unsuccessful on Tuesday Morning Donuts. And Vern really stepped out on the limb, and you had him at an 8.5, nearing a 9.
That's right.
And your confidence that he would be able to get it done here, yeah. And he failed. Yeah. Which I'm surprised. But I think he had a good effort. You know, yesterday we talked about this, and I said, I think there will be a point if Sammy is not available tomorrow where people will look and think to themselves, hey, if this game goes the way defensively we think this game will go, at other parts that people would think to themselves, hey, they got $16 million over there sitting down on the bench, the fifth highest paid receiver in the game, and we have these deficiencies. Like, man, there could have been something else used for a guy who's not able to go. Now, he tried to play a little bit. He caught one ball for 4 yards, but it clearly, they said on his first reception on the air, they said, we watched him in warmups. He's been limping pretty bad. I'm surprised he's giving it a go. And then he missed the rest of the game. The thought is, Vern, to you and to anyone out that was listening with it, after the game, during the game, while you were watching it, did it ever hit anyone's mind that Sammy Watkins, with this contract, is not playing, and that money could have been used in other places? And I know it may have hit you at one point when you were watching Chris Conley get busy and play his best game. Once again, Chris Conley is not as good of a receiver as Sammy. But did that hit anybody? Anybody's thoughts? Because you said you didn't think that that would be something that would hit the minds of anybody.
Didn't hit my mind, no.
Not at all.
No, but I've been to a place with Sammy Watkins since week two, week three, hell, since the preseason, that it was abundantly clear that the main reason why, and we brought this up to Therese in week one.
Danon thought it was such a great point.
Yeah, Danon, again, yeah, thought it was the best point he's heard on this station in years.
Okay, now you just really ushered that a fun.
That Sammy Watkins.
Tongue out that you just stuck.
Was signed by the Chiefs is a direct reflection that the organization wasn't in full belief that Patrick Mahomes was going to be this great. So, no, I mean, I've thought about that during the preseason, during the first few weeks of the regular season. No, I'm past what you could have done with the Sammy Watkins money. Now, next year is when it gets even crazier, because next year he's got a cap hit about $21 million because this year it's, you know, the contract is somewhat backloaded. He's not making that much this season. I mean, I think he's making a little bit less or just a tick more than Travis Kelce. Now, next year is the year when the daggers should really start coming out from Sammy Watkins. Right now we're in that honeymoon period still with Patrick Mahomes, but next year, as the script starts to look familiar, when you start seeing the same things next year that you're seeing this year, they're not going to be cute next year. Next year is what I think the chickens come home to roost on that contract.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if you were, and someone said from the 913, get over the contract. Oh, okay. I'm just curious. Because you were pretty confident. I know you were confident in yourself that no one would look at that. But as you were watching, every single person in the secondary just getting torched. And then there's Sammy over there on the sideline. You know, boy, we could have really helped. Could have been really helped with spreading that money in other places. Like, that didn't hit anybody. I find that surprising that wouldn't hit anybody. And that was the part that I was bringing up yesterday.
Especially when you look at the other sideline, at how the Rams are taking advantage of the rookie contract with Goff, right? Going out there and bringing in that, it's not a big contract yet, but next year Marcus Peters should get what he deserves. You got Sue and you pay Donald and you bring in Fowler. That's how you go about it. I saw a few people bringing this up on the text line earlier about the Rams, and are they going to be able to keep a stellar defense when they ultimately have to pay Jared Goff? Well, that's a question for everyone, but right now when you have a quarterback on a team-friendly deal, that's when you pounce. That's when you take advantage of free agency. Because that's when you take advantage of your salary asset.
It's all over the place, and it's just natural. Like, to think, all right, you know, especially with Chris Conley getting busy the way he did, to think, man, Cam Irving is kind of a backup guard, that you could probably improve that position or
man,
anything.
Leave Cam alone.
I know, but I love Cam, but, you know, I believe he's going to the Pro Bowl, but because of the strength of Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. But then other places around, it's hard not, especially with Chris Conley getting busy, for anyone to think, my God, We're with O'Daniel as the other inside linebacker because they don't trust Reggie after he did what he did with Nia Jax last night, seatbelts. And the entirety of the secondary.
How many Gatorades?
With Dan Sorensen lined up one-on-one back there, you're thinking, boy, we
the money shot.
5 million at a safety?
3 or 4 Gatorades.
Let's finish this thing with a bang. The money shot brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly Jewish deli for a mostly not Jewish city, is now open in the Crossroads. and is the official devil of 610 Sports Radio. Finish him off, sweetheart.
Very emotional prior to the game last night, right? At the Coliseum as they honor first responders and honor the victims of
the... I can't tell you what I was thinking.
...massacre at Thousand Oaks, right?
Yeah.
So as I'm watching that last night... Man, because throughout the day, I don't know if you guys were paying attention to the news, three people died at a Chicago hospital as a gunman opened fire at Mercy Hospital in Chicago. That happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Denver, one person was killed and four were injured in a shooting in Denver. And then in Missouri yesterday, a gunman who walked into a religious supply store, sexually assaulted one woman before shooting and killing another woman, was being hunted by the local police. That's three states in which mass shootings were a focal point. And, man, of course you want to honor victims and send your condolences to the family, but how long can we have these moments of somber before we start having conversations? Hell, we could even talk about the wildfires and climate change if you want. It just seems very... It seems like exploitation after a while if we're going to do this before every game, because it's not even new anymore. There's going to be another mass shooting in the next few hours.
I hope. Yeah.